AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Votes are being cast in both Republican and Democratic contests on this Super Tuesday. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the primaries are crucial to determining who could be the GOP presidential nominee. He also decried the rhetoric on the campaign trail, especially when it comes to the row caused by a former Ku Klux Klan leader's endorsement of Donald Trump.
This is the party of Lincoln. We believe all people are created equal in the eyes of God and our government. This is fundamental. And if someone wants to be our nominee, they must understand this.
Alabama voter Jeannie Lindsay supports Trump.
I stood in line for 6 hours the other day at a Trump rally because, to me, he's just the man. He's the one that is going to make the country great again.
Bernie Sanders is trying to regain some momentum against Hillary Clinton in the Democratic Party contest. He says voter turnout is the key.
I am confident that if there is a large voter turnout today across this country, we are going to do well. And if it's not, we're probably going to be struggling.
A grand jury reports two Roman Catholic bishops who led a central Pennsylvania diocese helped cover up the sexual abuse of hundreds of children over a 40-year period. State Attorney General Kathleen Kane.
The grand jury was able to document child sexual abuse by at least 50 priests or religious leaders within the Diocese of Altoona Johnstown. The evidence demonstrated hundreds of children have been victimized by religious leaders.
The report is especially critical of Bishops James Hogan and Joseph Adamek. Hogan, who headed the diocese from 1966 to 1986, died in 2005. Adamek, who succeeded him, retired in 2011. Kane says no criminal charges are being filed because some abusers have died, the statute of limitations has expired, and in some cases, victims are too traumatized to testify. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 253. This is AP Radio News. The government has released a number of Osama bin Laden's documents, including his will. Mark Smith tells us more.
The will is among more than 100 newly released documents seized during the Navy SEAL raid that killed bin Laden 5 years ago. In it, he reports a personal wealth of some $29 million. The al-Qaeda leader wanted to divide that among his relatives, but asked that most of the cash be used on jihad for the sake of Allah. The documents also include notes on al-Qaeda politics and worries about the group's public image, and one scorning U.S. efforts to attack it in Afghanistan. America and its allies, he wrote, are still chasing a mirage, lost at sea without a beach. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Rolling Stones have scheduled a free concert in Havana on March 25th, becoming the biggest act to play Cuba since its 1959 revolution. The concert is expected to draw a massive audience in a country where the government once persecuted young people for listening to rock music. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.